Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky, Fiverr, 1250 AM, The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout, brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Being joined now by a special guest. He is Ty Dunn of GoLongTD.com, and they have lots and lots of stuff going on right now over at GoLongTD.com on Jordan Love, on the Green Bay Packers as they get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Let's first start off you telling us what all the cool features are you have on Jordan Love right now.
I appreciate it, Sparky. Great to hear your voice, as always, especially this time of year, because I don't know, man. For a long time, I felt like there's nobody else who even believed in this Jordan Love quarterback. It's pretty cool to see all these traits that everybody has loved back to high school, college, to the pros, just come to fruition. I mean, he always had this like set of characteristics that you can't coach, right? Mentally tough, big arm, athletic, that laser beam mentality in the course of a game, not too high, not too low, and he's just getting better at everything else. So, I talked to Brett Favre for over an hour, mostly about Love, the Packers. He sees himself in Jordan Love, brings up specific throws. He thinks the Packers are the most dangerous team in the NFC, and it's really hard to argue that point. And, you know, go back and look at some Packers-Cowboys memories. He still knows Mike McCarthy pretty well. He played for him in the 90s a little bit, and then obviously Mike was his head coach. So I just asked Brett, like, what in the hell is Mike McCarthy thinking right now when one loss could get you fired? So I think people want to catch that. And, you know, Bob McGinn, he's covered the team since 1979. Skeptical, one could say, over the course of the years when optimism is typically in the air. He never makes predictions. He made one to this game. He believes that the Green Bay Packers will win in Dallas and details exactly why. So I think that's important to know with Bob. Like, he doesn't do predictions, and he can be less than optimistic at times. He loves this team, and he loves this matchup, and I think people are absolutely going to want to check that out at GoLongTD.com.
You know, when we talk about Jordan Love, you know, coming out of Utah State, and, you know, that last year having a bunch of interceptions, and then the year prior to that having a great season. But when he had all those interceptions and had those issues, Gary Anderson, the former Badger coach, was his head coach. He came on the Wendy's Big Show back in the day with me, Gary, and Leroy, and said, well, this really isn't his fault. I mean, he's got a whole bunch of different wide receivers than he had. His offensive line was in shambles with injuries or guys that left, and he was really kind of in an unfair situation. In a weird way, Ty, I think that helped him for this year, where all the newness and all the craziness that he was having to deal with and kind of learn with, he kind of went through at Utah State his last year.
Yes. That, and I think I wrote that back in 2020, because if you look at that draft class, who did he come out with? A guy in Tua Tagovailoa, who I like. I like this Mike McDaniel offense. There's a lot to love about what Miami does. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he is that 4x1 track sprinter, handed the baton to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, so they don't have to, you know, miss a beat in their route. His accuracy is a weapon. But he's at Alabama, surrounded by five stars. And Mark Ross, who worked in front offices for a number of years and he works at NFL Network now. We talked about Jordan Love back then, and he was really high on Love for that reason alone. He goes, look at Tua at Alabama. Clean layups, free throws. I mean, if you were to compare it to basketball, everything is just kind of perfect for him in the pocket. And then you put on Jordan Love's film at Utah State, and that last year, I think, was what really did sell Brian Gutekunst, because a ton of guys graduated, a ton of guys got hurt, nothing was easy, and he's the one doing the fadeaway jumpers, right? I mean, he's getting double, triple teamed on the basketball court, needing to create. And I think needing to create is such a skill in the NFL, because it's not going to be a clean pocket. You're going to have to make throws under pressure. Yeah, Tua, Jared Goff, these guys in the right offense can be dangerous, and they're both in the playoffs for a reason. But I think this time of year, you need that quarterback who's going to create and improvise. And Jordan Love can do all of that. But I think what's surprising is how quickly he can work within the offense, too. I mean, he's reading the field to the extent of not needing to force the ball to any particular receiver. I mean, he's really genuinely finding the open guy any given play. It could be Bo freaking Melton one week. It could be Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Luke Musgrave, Tucker Craig. It doesn't matter. If you're open, he's going to throw you the ball. I can't imagine how refreshing that is for the Packer receivers after having to deal with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but those guys really didn't deal with Aaron. He only got like two or three guys there that really dealt with Aaron per se. The rest of these guys never even got to play with them. But that's the other thing. We go back to Aaron, right? So, or even Brett. You know, you have Sterling Sharp. Sharp leaves, and now he's got to figure out who's going to be his one after that, and that made him better. Rodgers had Jordy forever, and then he had Devontae. And sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad, where you got to forcing the ball. And there's a lot of people, Packer fans, that say they got to find a true number one wide receiver because Christian Watson can't stay healthy. Go find that guy. I don't know. Do you have to go find that guy for Jordan Love, or can you win with what you have?
I think that they can win with what they have. And, hey, I live in Buffalo. I can't get that image out of my head what the Bills did to the Cowboys on the ground. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was a high school football game where that high school football team is getting physically humiliated at the line of scrimmage. I mean, everybody knew what the Bills were doing every play. Josh Allen even joked after the game that he was like the kid in the group project in high school who got an A for not doing anything. I mean, that's really what it was. And now I know the Cowboys didn't have Jonathan Hankins that game, and, you know, he's a presence, but he only played 13 snaps last week. I don't even think he's close to 100% yet. So to answer your question, at least in the now and the present, they don't need a true number one archetypical wide receiver, whatever. Like, they're going to have Aaron Jones at running back, and they're going to feed him early, feed him often, and that's going to create a lot of the passing game too. I think however you look at this matchup, it is a fantastic matchup for the Packers.
All right, so let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. I had Eli Berkovitz on from Packer Report and the Packer Day podcast on Wednesday. And I talked to him about Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, and I argue that you're facing a Cowboys team that's scoring, what, 37 a game at home? They're undefeated. That if the Packers somehow win this game and that Cowboys offense only scores 14, 17 points and they move on to the next round of the playoffs, I argue Joe Barry saves his job and Packer fans start crying because they're going to get stuck with Joe Barry again next year. But I think it very well could be that way.
Man, how could you fire the defensive coordinator if your defense is a reason that you win
yes.
in Dallas?
Right.
You can't. You can't. I mean, they've been invincible at home with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, you know, all the fireworks. So if they find a way to win, even if Dallas does score, even if they do get yards, if they can force turnovers, if they can get some pressure, hey, they went into Detroit and made the Lions look like a different offense. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Hey, I've written several times, too, like that Joe Barry needs to go, that sticking with him was a mistake, that a new coordinator can zap life in your defense as a whole. But the playoff games matter exponentially more than any regular season game. Who gives a damn what you did against Bryce Young if you can beat the Cowboys, if you can give San Francisco a game? So that's kind of a, you know, the game within the game, you're going to get the best out of this Joe Barry defense, I think, because so much is on the line for him. Right? He knows his job is probably on the line. So that can be a good thing if you use it the right way.
Well, as we record on Thursday, no Jaire Alexander at practice because now he apparently has an ankle injury. somehow or another that popped up. So he wasn't at practice. The one thing about Joe Barry's defense, for the most part this year, they've really been able to contain number one wide receivers, whether it be Justin Jefferson or whoever. They've done a fairly good job. Even Devontae Adams, I think he had one catch in the first half of that Raider game, and that was a horrible game for the Packers offense in general, and Devontae got a couple there at the end. So if it's, okay, we're going to take away CeeDee Lamb, that's the plan of Joe Barry, and hopefully, you know, we can stop the run and then make somebody else beat you from that Cowboys receiving core or Ferguson at tight end. Somebody else is going to have to carve you up, but we're not going to allow it to be CeeDee Lamb.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Isn't it wild, Sparky, how it all comes full circle? I mean, think about Mike McCarthy's tenure with the Packers at the end when things got really stale. And you've got, like, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and these new coaches elsewhere being innovative, using misdirection, window dressing around the same kind of plays to throw defenses off. And it was like, all right, Mike McCarthy's kind of left behind. They've got to find somebody from that tree, and they did, in Matt LaFleur. So now the question is, can Mike McCarthy get creative here? Because I'm with you. Like, the Packers are going to sell out on CeeDee Lamb. They're going to do everything they can to take him away. They've done it before. You know, I know Jair Alexander has loved to talk about shutting receivers down. If you look at the film, he got a little help, and he should. Like, when they've taken those receivers away that you mentioned. So that's what they'll do in this game. And so can Mike McCarthy prove that he is a better play designer, a better play caller than he was at the end in Green Bay? It's been pretty good in Dallas, right? But he's got a lot of talent in Dallas. In the playoffs, that's where you're really measured as a head coach, and he's fallen short. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line for Mike McCarthy. That's why, Brett Favre keeps in touch with him. They've had their ups, they've had their downs, and obviously ended really, really ugly between the two, but they've maintained a relationship. I think people are going to want to hear what he thinks is going through Mike's head, because if he loses, Jerry Jones could hold that press conference after the game and all but say that he's fired, which is pretty wild when you think about it.
Especially with Belichick being out there, Pete Carroll being out. I mean, okay, so I got one last one for you that I asked Eli Berkovitz at the end, and I put up a poll question at Sparky Radio as well. Who do you want? Same personnel, both teams. Do you want McCarthy or LaFleur to coach that team?
Oh, I think you want Matt LaFleur. And what a master class he's put on. It hasn't always been pretty. I mean, especially, through the 3-6 start and things looking kind of stale. But he's figured it out. I think you've got to give the coach credit here for finally being able to implement his offense. I'm sure you've talked about it, Sparky, but for years and years and years, it's been Aaron Rodgers' offense at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And justifiably so. Like, I know I've been critical of him, but hey, early in his career, he should have been defined some of these plays that Mike McCarthy was sending in, because they were the wrong plays. They were at his best. They were at the team's best when he was doing whatever the hell he wanted. So I get it. But this is the first time we've really seen a LaFleur offense, and it looks damn good now that the quarterback knows where he's going with the ball, now that you have a healthy Aaron Jones. So, yeah, give me the younger coach with a more cutting-edge offense than the coach who – I'm it's hard to just sit here and bash somebody who's won so many games, who won a Super Bowl, but I think that he's not quite in that elite class of offensive innovators, McCarthy.
Okay, I'm sure that you made your prediction when Bob McGinn made his prediction of the Cowboys winning at GoLongTD.com. Did you make a prediction as well?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
I'm with Bob.
All right,
I think it's Green Bay.
Oh, see, you ruined it, Ty. I was going to set it up for people to go listen to you and Bob and find out who Ty picked for the game, and then you spoiled it and said you went with Green Bay, too. Jeez. All right, either way, go check out Bob McGinn and his reasoning of why the Packers, and Ty's reasoning for why the Packers can beat the Cowboys, and go back and listen to Brett Favre talk some Packer football with Jordan Love, his relationship with Mike McCarthy, what might be going through Mike McCarthy's head. Again, golongtd.com. Ty Dunn has done a masterful job of building that website over the last couple of years, and everybody's talking about it. Ty, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, Sparky. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.